The Nicky Byrne Show with Jenny Green on 2FM.
Proudly sponsored by Aldi. We've dropped our prices on hundreds of products. Even more reasons to swap to Aldi today.
The studio, have I seen a reaction like this outside?
We had to borrow the fan from Margaret up in the canteen to bring down just for the ladies outside.
It's like,
it started with Reg and now Lorraine's at it as well.
It's like, I don't know if it's Brad Pitt or David Beckham or Colin Farrell's walked in. Look at the two of them. Ray Kennedy's in the house, everybody!
In the presence of two greats.
Listen,
it's just the humidity. It's August, it's raining, it's a very hot day. That's the only reason anyone needs a fan today. Lottie was right this morning, hot rain.
It is all right. Ray, it's great to have you on the show. I'm looking at some. Bring it. I'm just looking at this these notes on you, Ray. Yeah, correct me when I go wrong.
Oh, no.
Ray Kennedy lives in Dublin.
Yes.
Ray Kennedy, and this is for everybody listening, is married.
Sorry,
with
Reg.
Two children.
Oh, what is that?
So is Reg.
That is a ring.
Doing on the internet?
So, Ray, you're from Dublin. You're working hard. How's it going? You enjoying life at the moment? All good.
Having a fantastic time. Listen, no more than yourself. You have, you know, when the kids are healthy, things are going well. The job is okay. Nothing really can go wrong. Everything else you can deal with, can't you?
Yeah, so, absolutely.
I mean, you know, that's all you hope for. The kids are going through school. They're enjoying their sports, enjoying life, I hope.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's happy, all, like happy. You said, that's what you absolutely
that's
want.
That's the bottom line. Now, after that, you get on with everything else.
Definitely. We have to clear up a rumour. We asked Dobbo this as well. Yeah. Do newsreaders wear tracksuit bottoms or just their jocks when they're doing the news?
No. I tell you, do you know what? People ask that question, but seriously, it's easier just to put on the whole suit. You'd have to make an effort to think, okay, I'm not going to wear the suit trousers. Okay, what will I wear? Okay, I'll have to put a bit of thought into that.
Is it competitive over there, though, in the newsroom? Because, like, Sharon is always sporting a bit of style.
Sharon rocks a bit of style,
apparently. Do you feel like if you're on with...
No idea.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, if you're on with Sharon...
You've got to up your game.
It's like you're going to the Oscars. You've got to kind of go, oh, better go with that tie and that suit.
Well, see, up to a couple of years ago when the news started, there was a kind of a voiceover, and it would start with, you know, the 6 o'clock news with Sharon Ni Violon and Ray Kennedy, and you'd kind of go, oh God, really? I can't believe it.
I've made it.
How did I manage this? You know, so it's fabulous. No, Sharon's great. I mean, she's one of the best newscasters I've worked with. She's absolutely fabulous, and we get on great, and we enjoy working together. You know, so but you do have to up your game. She's one of the best.
You do. You need a leather suit when you're on with Sharon.
She was great last year. We did the ice bucket challenge. Actually, do you remember Sharon?
Was.
That's right.
And I thought she's going to dress down in her kind of, you know, not so fancy clothes first to throw a bucket of ice water over, but she didn't. She actually dressed up for the occasion. I thought, a woman.
Team player.
Now, Ray, over your career so far, overseas assignments have included the funeral of Princess Diana in 97 and the war and refugee crisis in Kosovo in 99. Yeah. The Diana one must have been incredible. How old were you then?
I was 27. There you go. Now everyone can work everything out, but there you go.
We're not good on maths, so you're all right there.
He's only 29 now, Jen.
26, right. Do you know what was incredible about that? It was a worldwide event. It was a tragic death. But so many people admired this woman who had been to the forefront of the media. Of course, that's a separate story you could get into. But had been a crusader, had been a mother, had looked after those two little boys, had kept them out of the limelight. And we see how they've grown up, granted, albeit as royals, living in the royal family in Britain. But one thing I always remember about London in that September were the mountains of flowers that people had brought.
It's unbelievable.
You remember when the hearse was driving out and they were throwing flowers?
They had to keep clearing the windscreen,
right.
I remember.
Yeah, around Buckingham Palace and along the Mall there were literally mountains of flowers that people brought with them, and the smell of the flowers, you could smell these fresh flowers all over London. And the other thing, of course, people ask me is, you must have loads of pictures, and I didn't take any pictures at
but that
time.
Was pre-mobile phone cameras
pictures
and stuff
on your holidays,
of course,
I kind of regret it now that I was on some assignments that I didn't take photos on, but you just didn't in those days. But I really just remember the outpouring of emotion from across the world, and the amount of people who poured into London just for this ceremony for that woman. It was incredible.
You worked for Sky News as well. Was that Sky News then, or was that pre?
I was working in INN Radio, 98FM Radio. It was a kind of a national radio service that we provided around the country at the time.
Okay.
So that's when I was dispatched. And the following year, then I moved into TV3. I moved into television then. Never looked back. No one else would have me, so I said, I better stick with this. You know, I found something I could half do. I said, I'll keep doing it.
And you're a big football fan, Shelburne FC. Is that all right, though?
I am in the presence of a Shells legend. I saw you playing goals for Shelburne.
Did you?
I said, this guy is going to be a star. Now, he's a terrible goalkeeper. Just to be clear.
Keep talking, Ray.
But I said, this guy's going to be a star. Actually, you're a very good goalkeeper.
Thank you very much. Which game was it?
I'll tell you. I saw you play... the first time I saw you play, I think was in 1995, and you were with Leeds, but it was a friendly against Shells.
Right.
And I think you were playing in goals, and then there was a friendly with Leeds after you had just come back then.
And I played that game, yeah.
And you played that game. I think Gary Kelly was playing as
That's right.
I remember
that.
That
was in Talca.
In Talca Park. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember that clearly.
I played a game after that against Huddersfield Town pre-season friendly. Did you go to that game, no?
That's right, I would have been at that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Huddersfield, yeah, and the blue and white stripes. I think that's they were right. there in their home kit.
Queries.
Yeah.
God, look at that.
There we go, we get carried away. But there used to be, in that time, there used to be great... friendlies during the summer with all of the English clubs,
yeah,
and that kind of petered out then when the Premier League became too big, and then Man United.
It's a shame, really. Actually,
they suddenly went on tours of Asia and all that instead of coming to Talca Park.
But that's when, like you said, the top Premiership teams would come over. Like Man United used to come over to regularly to play Shelbourne.
That's right.
I always remember Ryan Giggs going to take a corner in Talca Park, and a lot of girls literally jumped the wall and started jumping on top of Ryan Giggs.
What was one of them, Reg Leaving?
Right, how are we looking on the questions? Should we start with Jenny? Because the reason Ray.
Yes, we're getting carried.
Oh, you want to take a break?
We're here for very soon. I'm going to straighten my tie again.
Yes,
now.
Well, what you're actually going to do is you are our celeb quiz master today, right?
Oh, God, it's going to go downhill.
We're changing it up, though, because we normally do Wednesday Rewind, but we decided today we'd do Mastermind. We've even got a special chair.
Rewind. Yes.
For the occasion.
We have, and we videoed ourselves warming it up this morning as I pushed you down the corridor.
Flung me down the corridor.
Right, we'll take a quick break. And be tense moment here in the RT Studios. We're joined by newsreader to the stars, Mr. Ray Kennedy. Ray, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling confident. I'm looking at your questions and I know I can read them.
Okay.
Couldn't answer many of them.
And you're a soccer fan as well. You're a football fan. That's not good.
I'm a soccer fan as well, yeah. And I'm looking at some of yours, but I'll see if I can make up a few easier ones on the way. Go on, let's go
right.
first.
Okay, here's
the
music.
Who are we going with first?
Jenny, ladies first, I think.
Oh, okay.
Jenny, tell everybody what your chosen subject is.
Well, my chosen subject is music from the 90s.
I have that in front of me. I think I was supposed to read that bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to take it away?
Hand over to Mr. Ray Kennedy.
I'm waiting on my life to sound like Magnus Magnusson. Don't steal it from me now, you know? Jennifer Green.
Yes.
With an E at the end.
That's the one. Well excellent. Done. Well done.
He's good.
Your chosen subject is music through the 90s.
Wowzers. Does Westlife count as music through the 90s?
No.
Okay.
Be more boys owned, really.
Exactly. Like, I asked for proper music of the 90s.
Louis Walsh will kill you, I'm telling you.
I'm joking.
If you don't know the answer to any question, just say pass and I'll ask you another one.
Okay.
You have 1 minute to answer questions on music through the 90s.
I'm a bit nervous now.
So am I.
Does a clock happen or something?
Yeah, do you want a clock?
Yeah,
okay, here we go. Starting now. What was the Prodigy's?
Okay, well, stop. Because I don't want their complaining, Ray. I just don't want their complaining.
I think they need to work on the levels here. It's very low, the clock, to be fair enough.
Yeah. See, Nicky's on the desk there, so he's definitely with the music from Mastermind. Now you can't hear the clock. That's
Burn
the beauty
there,
of
the
this show.
There.
Right, are you ready?
Here we go.
Come on, Borner.
Here we go. Three, two, one.
What was the Prodigy's second number one of 1996?
No Good, Start the Dance.
No, breathe.
Oh!
Which Spice released the 1999 album Northern Star?
Mel C.
Correct. Slip Inside the Eye of Your Mind. Don't You Know You
Oasis.
Might Find... There you go. What was the song, though?
Don't Look Back in Anger.
There you go. What nationality are Black Box, who had a hit with Ride on Time?
Oh, German?
No, Italian.
Oh.
Who tried to persuade us to go west in 1993?
Pet Shop Boys.
Yeah. Who teamed up with the Cardigans for the 1999 hit Burning Down the House?
Pass.
Okay, Tom Jones. In what year did Blur release There's No Other Way?
Oh, 94.
91, I was for. How many weeks did Whitney Houston stay in the UK number one position with I Will Always Love You?
Oh, 16.
10. Who featured on Eminem's Guilty Conscience? Ooh.
What?
Okay. Which song did the Manic Street Preachers the first UK number one?
You stole the sun from my cart.
Tolerate this. Why were the Samaritans and Childline besieged by calls from teenage girls on the 13th of February 1996?
Because Brian left Westlife.
No, take that, Renelle, they're splitting. Which siblings had a hit with When I Will Be Famous?
Prost.
Who left Westlife?
Brian.
You've got three.
Who had a controversial hit outside in 1998 after being caught on the inside?
George Michael.
You're not getting that one. We're at the two and a half minutes
now. You should have left Westlife. Nicky.
Well, I think that's three. And by the way, Jenny, you're not going to believe this, and this is me being honest.
Yeah.
The three you got, I actually got as well in my head.
They were stinkers, can I just say?
Reg Luby, Jenny Green.
I would not have got 1991 for Blur. There's No Other Way. It was way later.
Well, what was the story with the Guilty Conscience?
Dr. Dre.
Was guilty.
I don't know.
I think Reg should have a guilty conscience now with those questions.
We gave you brass.
You gave me brass, so you're great.
How many did you get?
How
you got three.
Did you get there?
Three.
I only got three.
You only got three.
Why did I feel like
well,
I
she
got
Brian with Westlife as well.
Yeah, on the fourth minute. Yeah.
I felt like I got about eight.
If that was Ferguson
right.
time, that
okay,
was
okay,
it.
Okay, fine, three,
Oasis
that's great. I can take that, that's fine. I'm a bigger person than that. I really hope these
pretty
are...
pretty abysmal.
I'm feeling these are a reflection of your questions as well now. Didn't get too cocky just yet.
Nicholas Byrne.
Thank you.
You haven't been called since primary school, I would imagine.
I'm a lamb still meant
when
I'm in trouble.
Yeah, I'm the same, yes, I'm in trouble, I get the whole
You're thing. Raymond,
yeah,
are you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I sit up and I go, what?
A.K.A.
Nicholas Byrne. Your chosen subject is a Manchester United football club through the 90s.
Oh, yes, okay, I'm happy with that.
If you don't know the answer to any questions, just say pass and I'll ask you another. There's plenty of them. You have 1 minute to answer questions
can't
if we can
wait
hear
to
that
hear
clock.
These.
On Manchester United through
okay.
the 90s. Starting now. What year was Alex Ferguson knighted?
The pass.
99. How many children has Roy Keane got?
Four.
Five. Which Man United player was involved in an event known as the Kung Fu Incident in 1994 at Crystal Palace? Yes. Who was the co-captain of Man United with Brian Robson from 92 to 94?
Mark Hughes.
Bruce. Who bagged a hat-trick during United's biggest Manchester United derby win of the 90s?
Mark Hughes.
Jelkis. David Beckham undoubtedly scored United's goal of the 90s from the halfway line.
Crystal Palace.
Which keeper did he beat?
Sagers.
Sullivan. The Reds faced Sunderland in their final game of the decade. What score was the finish?
Don't
know. Reds, these are horrendous. United broke the transfer record in January 1995 to bring Andy Cole in from Newcastle. Who was the previous holder?
Keane.
Gascoigne. These are ghastly.
Jesus Christ.
Oh my God. Eric Cantona's chip against Sunderland wasn't far behind, of course, what? Jordi Cruyff was often seen in the United team in the 90s, but who did he join when he left?
Cruyff Barcelona.
No, I think we just gave him that. Yeah, he joined Barcelona. Yeah. Eric Cantona's chip against Sunderland was one of the classics. Congratulate him.
Okay, you started, so you'll finish.
McClair.
I didn't hear the question.
I think, you know, seriously, I think we need to just get a new set of questions here because I'd say you could have Alex Ferguson in here. Throw these at him.
And he won't get them.
To tell you the truth. Reg.
Who are you trying to impress, Reg?
I mean, listen to this one here. I know the clock is finished, but seriously, audience. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer famously grabbed four quickfire goals against Nottingham Forest on February 6th, 1999. How long did it take him?
7 minutes.
It was 13 minutes, apparently.
Come on.
I have to go through these. United ended their 26th wait for league title in 1993. Who finished second?
Liverpool.
Villa.
Okay, is there any United?
Is there any Manchester United fans that knows any of these questions?
Are there any Manchester United questions?
Oh, Reg Louvie. Oh, she's not a football boy. Fan, in fairness.
I actually can't believe I won.
Your father would have got
well.
Them.
All right, I got three.
You have to be like kind of in Manchester University studying Man United, in fairness.
Oh. Like you said, I don't think Alex Ferguson would have coped much better than I did there. I think you beat me, Jenny. I think that was 3-2 to you.
Oh, God.
Is that right? Was that right, Lauren? 3-2?
Yeah, I think it was 3-2, which amazingly, I really didn't think that was going to happen.
I'm not happy. I'm not going to lie to you. Not happy at all. Ray, are you on TV today?
I'm on TV today. I'm doing the 1 o'clock and doing the 9 o'clock at the weekends.
Okay.
I'll see everybody
Is there
then.
Anyone on with you at 1 o'clock or are you going solo?
I'm going solo.
Now, is a cameraman there or do you have to go off automated systems?
Automated robotic cameras that move.
That can go wrong.
Randomly. That can go wrong.
Mm.
They can kind of go left and right or up and down.
Or you could be caught putting your makeup on like Angus McGreena was.
Well, you see now, yeah, no, you see, you can't do that now.
What?
I'd always make sure I check beforehand.
Ray Kelly, thanks
the
a million.
Check the powder and make sure the questions are easy. That's the trick.
Well, I have to say, Ray, I can see why the ladies got excited. You've won us over as well.
Yeah, actually, Reg, I'll just do this for you just before we go.
Are you going to up into the sexy music?
Ray, if you don't mind leaving Reg a little message there, if you wouldn't mind.
Reg, my message to you is tonight I want you to relax. I want you to put on Westlife's greatest hits. I want you to think of yourself in Croke Park and Nicky singing to you. And I want you to come up with some really tough questions on Westlife. And we'll come back and we'll do it all again. And we'll come back and we'll do it all again. And we'll do dance music of the 90s.
Oh,
for Jenny.
That we've actually heard of.
Just for you, Reg.
Oh,
just for you, Reg. God,
can we just make a note?
She's collapsed. Someone give her oxygen.
So to make a note, it's now 11:51. We might just clip that for you, Reg, for later. So you have it on your phone. You can listen to it when you're lonely.
Thanks a million, Ray. Ray Kennedy, everybody!